Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I am your host, Stuart Howe, and today is August the 14th in the year of 2021. Now, you're listening to show number 28. You're listening live. Welcome, or on any of the other rebroadcasts. I'm glad you are here. I'm glad you found us. We are here to put up a little bit of a stink against this totalitarian takeover, this rollout of Marxism, this craziness we're seeing in the world, and all of the attendant, buffoonery, with the mask wearing and these injections that they're trying to pass off as vaccines for the overhyped last year's flu, and all the rest of it, all of it. It is a crazy, wild time to be around. There is no shortage of things to discuss and ways to, stand against what's going down, and to champion honesty and truth and character and integrity, in the face of all this lying and deceitfulness in the world. And, that's exactly what they did in early 1940s Germany. The White Rose was a resistance movement. And that was a wonderful thing. Hans and Sophie Scholl stood up against the Third Reich and put out a bunch of leaflets and rallied intellectual and philosophical resistance to the Third Reich. So, this show is an homage to that. And I've been bringing you some wonderful guests over the last weeks, over the last 28 weeks. And today's no exception. Today I've got a wonderful patriotic gentleman named John Stubbins. And he is a patriot, and he is a truth teller and a wonderful guy. Also a friend of Casey Whalen's of North Idaho Exposed. And so I've got John on the line with us, and I'm going to bring John in and ask him to introduce himself. And John, did you make it on okay? Are you there with us?
I'm here, Stuart. How are you doing? Thanks for having me, brother.
Oh, my pleasure. Any friend of Casey Whalen's is a friend of mine, and I looked at your website, and you're doing good work, and I commend you for that. Could you go ahead and introduce yourself to our audience, please?
Sure. I'm not sure exactly if anybody out there knows who I am, but I am the host of Indivisible with John Stubbins. You can find us at stubbins.org or indivisibleevents.us. Along with probably 20 or 30 other platforms that we're currently on. I'm a veteran of the United States Air Force and a patriot. I love my country. And we put God first on my show. God, faith, family, freedom, our country. And everybody knows that, at the beginning of my show, I tell you right out front that God is always going to be first. We will always tell you the truth. So that's a bit about my show. We interview lots of different people, lots of different backgrounds that are doing amazing things around America. And that could be from different fields. We happen to deal with politics quite frequently because it's so important right now and our country is at stake. So we probably have, I would guess it'd probably be 95% politics that we're dealing with on the show right now. But that's not always the case. And we deal with a lot of different things, whether it's the veteran homeless issue or the fatherless issue or, sports, entertainment, film, specifically faith, family, films, that kind of stuff. Obviously, documentaries. I'm producing Carter Page's documentary, and I've been working with Roger Stone on his, and I've got Sidney Powell's two books, Larry Katz's 85,000. We started this show about a year and a half ago. I was actually meeting with my friend David Padrush at the Fox Washington, D.C. Bureau when I was at CPAC, and so I popped over to the Fox Bureau to meet with him, and we covered all of our business, and about an hour in, he said, "John, you need your own show." And David is Mark Levin's executive producer, so it's hard for me to say no when David mentioned that, although when he first brought it up, it kind of threw me for a loop and a curveball. I didn't see that one coming, being vice president of Prima Pictures and running our men's ministry, the First Hour for Men with Mark Cook. Those things keep me quite busy by themselves. So adding something else to my life was not really on the forefront of my mind at the moment there. But after coming home from CPAC, and then everybody got bogged down with the pandemic within like a day. In fact, it was the same day that I was coming home from CPAC when this nonsense started. So, everybody was shut in, and I said, "Well, you know what? Let's give this thing a try." And it turned out that it went better than I expected, and I really enjoyed it, and still enjoy it. And we've just been expanding. So, I hope that gives back a little background information on kind of how we got here.
Yeah, that's awesome. And John, are those episodes someplace with archives that people can watch them, or what is the best way to access that? Is it through your indivisibleevents.us or through stubbins.org?
That indivisibleevents.us is a brand new website. We just built that within the last 30 days, and we're still adding things. We're still subtracting things, but every interview that I've ever done is not on our new website. If you go to stubbins.org, which is where we download our shows, at least right now, you can watch every show we've ever done, whether it's me interviewing Mike Lindell or General Flynn or Colonel Oliver North or Governor Mike Huckabee or Laura Logan or Carter Page, or if you want to watch my interview with John Schneider or Louis Gossett Jr. or anybody that I've interviewed, you can go there to stubbins.org and you can watch those interviews at your leisure.
That's excellent. Certainly some of those names are very noteworthy, and I commend you for that. That's awesome. And I like the fact that you're an old school guy and championing, as corny as it sounds, what I like to refer to as truth, justice, and the American way. And, yeah, absolutely. And, I'm a little bit late to the party. I did not serve in the military, and I just had my head down surfing and partying for the first 29 years of my life. But, when I kind of came to and came out of my self-induced coma and the fog of the party I was in, I became aware of 9/11, and I started looking at the lies and deceit and the treachery that was permeating the upper levels of our government that were directly and diametrically opposed to the values, of truth and justice and, of what the principles are in the Constitution. And it kind of shook me out of my stupor, and I definitely was in a stupor. So I thank you for being around as long as you have and for doing what you do. And, I wonder if we can touch on a couple of things. One thing that I noticed on your site that I think is really important is the importance of buying American. And not that I have anything against people from other countries. I've traveled the world and I love other cultures, but there's something that I am very much opposed to, and that is the exploitation business model that has a lot of production outsourced to slave, basically scenarios in other countries. And, I'm hoping you can, let us know your thoughts and maybe encourage people to go out of their way to spend a couple dollars extra and buy something made in America from a small mom and pop rather than going into Walmart.
Yeah. And look, we're adding new products to our new website. Again, that's at indivisibleevents.us. And, you know, you can actually buy American products there. And also Clairlife and MyPillow are two sponsors of my show. And you can go to our website there again and buy American products for first responders, veterans, active duty military, law enforcement that will help them health-wise. And then also with MyPillow, if you just enter the promo code INDIVISIBLE, you will get up to 66% off of American-made products from Mike Lindell through our website. We're proud to have both of those sponsors, Clairlife and also MyPillow. So, yes, we highly endorse that. And then also something that we've added in within the last month, I have partnered with ourfreenation.org, and you can also go to my website and get that link if you want to sidestep and get away from Twitter and, you know, YouTube and Facebook that are, you know, censoring us and shadow banning us and telling us we can't say this and we can't do that. You know, if you're tired of that, I would encourage you to go to my website. There's a special link there. There's a QR code. And you can just click on that. It'll take you to ourfreenation.org, where you can join other patriots, and you will never be shadow banned there. You will never be censored or kicked off or put in jail for 30 days or whatever they do. We don't do that there. And you can talk with like-minded patriots and share all of your thoughts, all of your views, and do it with free speech and do it proudly and with your head held high. And I would encourage everyone to do that. We're building over there at Our Free Nation rapidly. So, yes, everything that we do, we want to encourage Americans to buy American. Now, everything that we buy, obviously, there's times that, you know, even our phones, trying to get away from buying Chinese products is tough.
Yes.
Because pretty much I think all the phones are made by the Chinese. So, or at least the parts are, or the chips or whatever. I mean, so look, we've got to get American innovation up and running. And we need entrepreneurs to step up and start, building American mechanisms, American products that will help Americans here. Because to rely on the Chinese to do all these things that, you know, whether you like it or not, I mean, we're at war right now. You can call it a cyber war, you can call it whatever you want, but they don't like us, and they're trying to take over. And that's just the way it is. And if people don't understand that, they need to take a long look in the mirror and figure out what it is they're doing, or maybe not doing, that they don't understand that.
Yeah, and then, there's also the factor, and maybe you could speak to this, that as much as the Chinese are an adversary in one way, they're also puppeteered to a large degree by the same banking cartels that went over there in the 70s, with the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and that whole contingent, and set up the infrastructure financially and manufacturing wise to be the production center for this new world order rollout. So while I do understand that China is a bit of an adversary, as is Russia, I think maybe it's also important to acknowledge that at a higher level up, they're being played the same way as America is by a globalist entity, manifest through the banking cartels. So there's a lot of moving pieces in this one, John.
Yeah, there really is. And, you know, it's interesting that you brought it up at the beginning of the show. I obviously am the same as you. I had a life, before I joined the military, and then we obviously had 9/11. which really, you know, changed my life, as it has many Americans like yourself. And then it was probably a couple years right before, it was around the same time, 9/11, and right about that time, Islamic Jihad was on the move, and self-jihad started becoming more prevalent, and so I really started getting involved in politics more so about that time, specifically because I knew that the threat was real, serving in the military, and I know what, you know, Islamic Jihad is all about from the radical perspective of Islam. And, you know, one of my attorneys would argue with you that all of Islam is radical. So, you know, I'm not going to get into that discussion at the moment, but I will say this. Once I started getting involved, I've gotten more and more involved every single year. And it was probably 2 years before Obama was elected that I really started to dive in. And since then, it's just progressed and progressed and progressed as far as my involvement goes personally, with candidates and other things. And then, like I told you about a year and a half ago, with my meeting with David and, you know, him suggesting that I put together my own show, felt that I needed to have a show because of my voice, you know, being strong, and he thought that, you know, getting me out there would be the way to go. And again, I wouldn't argue with that. I just that, you can see the success that David had as executive producer for Mark Levin and the kind of career that Mark has had. And by the way, Mark's got a fantastic book out on American Marxism. I suggest that you get that if you don't have it. And then I have a friend, by the way, Jim Simpson, who has a book called Who is Karl Marx? And that also does a deep dive. I work heavily with Trevor Loudon. He's a brother. And we expose Marxism and BLM and Antifa, the Weather Underground, you know, these Marxist prosecutors like Casey Boudin over in San Francisco, the one over in Philadelphia, Los Angeles. You know, they're all over the place now. Seattle, Portland, you name it. You know, no cash bail, defund the police, you know, destroy America, let it burn. That's their philosophy. And, you know, growing up in America, my life wasn't like that. But you just, you know, my grandfather was in World War II. He was in the Vietnam War. He was in the Korean War. He was a chief petty officer on a naval sub. And that generation wouldn't tolerate what we're tolerating now. They would have run these people out on a rail. You know, America, you know, for all of America's faults, we're the greatest country in the world. We always will be. And if we let that go to the wayside and let our republic be destroyed by these Marxists, then shame on us. We'll have nobody to blame but ourselves for allowing that to happen.
Yeah. Well, the founders were pretty smart folks, you know, and they said if this country ever falls, it will be from within. And they certainly called that one. And
right.
These Marxists, as you know, they relied heavily, if not entirely, on trickery, because you know you just couldn't sell, you couldn't sell it as what it actually is. You know, nobody, I don't believe, wants to be ruled and told, you know, what to do, and not own anything and not be free to do what they want. So they've got to sell it, you know, under all kinds of trickery. And, you know, deception and lies, the same way they're rolling out this this COVID nonsense, you know, as a way to gain power. And I think that's what we have going for us, is they're overplaying their hand desperately right now. And a lot of people are starting to question the sales pitch of socialism / Marxism, which I believe is all just a cover for, you know, a Luciferian satanic agenda. I mean, you talk about, you know, who is Karl Marx? You know, the lineage goes, you know, back to some pretty, pretty dark places. You know, this is a pretty, pretty dark thing. And we're going to go to break here in about a minute, but when we get back, I'm hoping we can talk about what's really underneath all of this, John, because it's not as it seems. Beautiful. Well, thanks for being with us, John. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Everyone, hang with us. We'll be right back with the White Rose Resistance Hour on Republic Broadcasting.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son. If your pants were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. So as you push off from the shore, won't you turn your head once more and make your peace with everyone? But those who choose to stay will live just one more day to do the things they should have done. And as you cross the wilderness, suspending in your emptiness, you feel you have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universe on minds has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You rejoined us on show number 28 of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe, and I am joined by Mr. John Stubbins. Stubbins.org. His other websites are indivisibleevents.us and rfreenation.org. And thanks for being with us, John. I'm wondering if we can talk a little bit more about what we were discussing when we went into the break, is that what we're seeing is socialism and Marxism, being marketed as something good, the marketing just being basically candy coating on a turd. How is it that we can help people to see through the lies and deception of their propaganda?
Yeah, it's interesting. I just came back from Mike Lindell's symposium. I was there for the whole week, and we were dealing with obviously election fraud and getting to the bottom of it from the cyber perspective, which, all truth, we really didn't even need the symposium because we had all the sworn affidavits and recorded testimony from Nevada and Arizona and Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia right after the election. And we're talking about hundreds, if not thousands, of people that testified to irregularities in these different states, dealing with election fraud from the 2020 election. And, everybody with a common sense mindset agrees that we need to have full forensic audits in all 50 states. And if anybody disputes that, has a problem with that, my question is, why not? If there's nothing irregular, if there's nothing illegal going on, then everybody should want those forensic audits so that we can protect the integrity of our vote, which, if we can't have that, I don't know how we have a country. So, there's that aspect of it. And then there's this, black, dark, just terrible Marxist movement, whether we're talking about the association of the CCP or Black Lives Matter or, groups like Antifa, our own politicians with Islamic Jihad that have, I say stealth jihad in this particular case because, stealth jihad is infiltrating our organizations like our government, like Ilhan Omar or Presley or AOC or, I'm trying to think of the other one's name, Tlaib. People like that that have actually infiltrated the United States government and that we have in Congress right now that are doing everything in their power to destroy this country. And then you have people like, the current, who shouldn't even be there, by the way, Biden, who I cannot stand, and his, so-called Vice President Harris. They're both really the worst that we've ever had. And, I thought Jimmy Carter was the worst, and I thought Obama was the worst. And Obama was really bad. He probably still is the worst, ultimately, because he kind of started this trend, kind of getting us to where we are now with, reimagining America for whatever that means. Well, we know what that means now, because what they want as far as reimagining America is if they had it their way, there'd be no law enforcement. It'd be the Wild West. And they would take your guns away from you and they would allow criminals to have all the guns because they want criminal activity to run amok and just burn the country down. And that's the way they want it.
Well, that's a tool to get what they want. Part of the Hegelian dialectic of a problem reaction solution, and they want to see blood in the streets and chaos because that's a problem that will enable them to roll out their prepackaged solution. So we're at the end of a short segment here. We're going to go to break. But I look
forward to the truth.
Unpacking
you can't handle
more.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe and John Stubbins. Hey, that last break snuck up on me, so I apologize to everyone out there. Yeah, John, we were starting to unpack a little bit this Marxist rollout, and you know how we do have traitors, you know, within our midst in D.C. But I'm hoping we can talk a little bit about, you know, what's put them there, the mechanism by which they are there. They're certainly backed globally by a very, very large agenda that, you know, we can see rolling out through not only the United Nations, but the World Economic Forum, you know, and Klaus Schwab. And I mean, there is a large global mechanism that's been gearing up for this rollout for a long, long time. And certainly, you know, through You know, the money coming out of the banking cartels, they've positioned people, you know, as you mentioned, Obama, you know, people that have been a product of the intelligence services, which are, of course, backed by the global agenda and all the banking cartels. Can we speak a little bit to that so it's not just entirely about
sure.
our bad country, because it's, you know, we've been infiltrated and co-opted in service to this global communist, Marxist, Luciferian agenda. And I think it's important for people to kind of see the bigger picture.
Yeah, let's take a look at that. And we can talk about George Soros if you want to, and, you know, what he's doing to put his hands on this. But I want to take a look at someone like Angela Merkel, okay, who runs Germany, supposedly. And, you know, during this mass exodus from the Middle East, she let in over a million, immigrants that came into her country and opened up the door. And I can tell you now that a country like Germany is changed forever. And, I mean, we've got the same problem going on our southern border right now. My friend Laura Logan, she reports on this heavily. She's at the border, you know, at least every other week. She's up in the air in a helicopter. She's on the ground talking to people. She's getting the information so we know what's going on that border.
Right.
And, you know, CNN,
and that's not coincidence. That's not coincidence. That's a weaponized influx of immigrants.
That's right. That's right. And by the way, those immigrants, they get, like I said, CNN, MSNBC, mainstream media who just has, look, journalism, just like Sean Hannity says, journalism is dead. I mean, for the most part, especially coming from mainstream media, it is. Because these so-called journalists who have these degrees from Harvard and, claim to be journalists, they're not reporting what's going on. They're not reporting the truth. Biden isn't doing anything about it. Harris isn't doing anything about it, even though she was appointed by Biden to supposedly handle the border situation. Now you've got DHS involved. They're not going to do anything about it either. So they can say whatever they want to say, but they're not going to do it because they're in bed with people like George Soros. They're in bed with people like Angela Merkel. They want the chaos, okay? These people want the chaos because they believe that ultimately it's going to lead to more power for them. What they don't understand, and this is really the thing that isn't discussed, is what are the ramifications of that, okay? So let's say that they get everything that they want. Well, guess what? That's going to turn on them. They're not going to survive this. So if they believe that they will, they think that they can control it, but they can't. And they never will be able to control this. So, you know, it's like control chaos, they believe, that they can control it up to a certain point and then they can pull it all back and rein it all in. I guess they believe that they're going to use the United States military at some point to put it down when they believe that it's time to put it down, or whenever they believe that they've achieved what they've achieved power-wise. And that, you know, now they can finally do something about it, but it's going to be too late. Not only that, but enrollment is down in the United States military right now, just like there's a mass exodus with law enforcement. Nobody wants to serve for some idiot in the White House that's trying to destroy our country. That doesn't go with our, it's not in line with our values. It's not in line with what America stands for. It's not in line with the republic. A constitutional republic, none of it fits, nor will it ever
right.
fit. So they can try to use this guise all that they want to, but the people out there that are paying attention, that care, that want freedom, because let me just tell you this, and this is very important for your audience to understand. If we fail here to keep our constitutional republic, to keep freedom, If your guns are taken away and your freedom of speech is already being taken away, I mean, what's next? Okay, and
the world falls.
If you know your World War II history, all of this should be very, very eerily familiar to you. The burning of the books, the taking of the guns, the defunding of the police, all of this. We've seen all this before. Okay, And people that do not understand their history are doomed to repeat it. How often do we hear that? Well, it's true. Okay? And World War II should have been a stark lesson in this regard. And make no mistake about it, because everybody talks about Hitler. Stalin was a worse killer than Hitler. Okay? Just like Mao. I mean, all these people, they've tried this. We see what it got us. It got, what, 80, 100, hundreds of millions dead, murdered, slaughtered, led to the gas chambers, to the Holocaust. You name it. So if this is what you want, this is what you will get. It's up to us. Because nobody's going to come to save you.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, you know, the rollout right now in this war is this injection. You know, that's one front we're seeing a lot of people laying down and getting on the cattle cars to the camp, so to speak. You know, they're lining up. I've been watching videos of cars lined up around the block to get this injection of God only knows what. It's not even pretending to address last year's flu or whatever they're saying it's supposed to inoculate against. It's not an inoculation. It doesn't keep you from getting last year's flu. It doesn't keep you from spreading last year's flu. It's some sort of gene therapy. yet there's a lot of people that are lined up to take this injection, which is got to be some form or another of a slow kill bioweapon and a control, you know, practice run for God only knows what, or the real thing. I mean, these people are dropping like flies. I mean, there's tens of thousands of people are dying of blood clots and hemorrhages and becoming sterile and heart attacks and strokes. I mean, can we speak to that? Because I mean, that's, you know, that's happening as we speak, and that maybe needs a little bit of exposure.
Yeah, and it's all the above things that you just mentioned, and it's more. People are going blind. People are getting spots on their face. People are coming up paralyzed. They can't use their left arm. They can't use their right arm. Their back is now having issues. Like you mentioned, heart attacks. Look, this is a, boy, this is a real evil thing. And the way that it's being manipulated and used, it's even more evil. And then you take into the consideration just simple common sense, once again, that, you know, these types of drugs that we're talking about here, there hasn't been a long enough process to vet them, to go through clinical trials. So, you know, it wouldn't matter what was going on. I mean, I don't know about you or anybody in your audience, but I'm not the kind of person that wants to be a lab rat. Okay, and, you know, when you're trying new drugs and, you know, serums for this or that, you know, I'm not going to be the guy that's going to stand up and say, let's give this thing a shot. You've got to test these things first, see if they work. What do they do to humans? You know, and for any human to even want to try it without knowing these things, it's really scary, you know, and even in my own family, I've had people that have taken this so-called vaccine, and I'm terrified for them. I've had other members of my family that haven't taken it for the reasons I just gave you, along with many other patriots out there that are terrified to take this thing, much less their children or their grandchildren or, you know, I mean, my goodness, it's terrifying. And,
it is, John, and you know what really scares me is, sorry to interrupt you, what really scares me worse than the medical reality of what's going on with it, and then certainly there are larger dimensions that we're not even aware of that are even more evil than what we know. But what it tells me is that there's a larger percentage of the American population and the global population than I would have thought that are willing to entertain the absurd notion that these people in media and government are on our side and would do anything to benefit us, you know, and that's really the scary thing, because, you know, that tells me that people, like you mentioned, people in my family, people in my circle of friends, people at, you know, my business, that they are willing to believe for no good reason that these lying, murdering scumbags are going to come up with a concoction to pump into their arm that's going to be doing them a favor. Why would they believe anything from these people? And if the scary thing for me is that if they will let these, you know, these habitual lying scumbag Luciferian child molesting evil, you know, creatures that are running the media and our government inject them with something, what else will they let them do? And how could there possibly be such a large percentage of the population that's this susceptible to obvious to me and you anyway, obvious propaganda and lies and deceit? That to me is the alarming part, that there's that many people that would believe anything, you know, coming from these lying scumbags.
Yeah, and case in point, Dr. Fauci and the gain of function research with Peter Daszak and the CCP general who have their hands on this over from the Wuhan lab, which nobody can get into to investigate, obviously. Look, everybody knows that they have money vested in this for these so-called vaccines. This is a power grab. This is a money grab on their behalf. They've been exposed. They've been exposed for months and months. Okay? Now, well, a lot of people may not know it because they're watching mainstream media. Okay? But if you're watching alternative sources and hearing from different professors, different doctors who are just as qualified, if not more qualified than Dr. Fauci and Peter Daszak and people like this who are perpetuating this lie on the American people, then you'll know that this is suspect at the very least, and even more so, a great reason to give you pause on going forward with getting these shots, okay, these jabs, okay? So, look, I don't trust Dr. Fauci. I've never trusted Dr. Fauci. And, you know, when you find out that he's in bed with people like Peter Daszak and this general with the CCP, that should give you pause immediately. Immediately. Because the Chinese Communist Party does not have your best interest at heart. Understand that, America.
Yeah, absolutely not. And how do we get people in lower levels of the government, people that are on the fence, people that maybe are good intentioned, you know, mid-level management that are going along with this for now to some degree, to, you know, to respond and to be willing to give up their jobs, to be willing to, you know, to break ranks is what it comes down to. How do we appeal to members of the armed services and the police? Because it's going to be a really pivotal thing. We're gonna have to appeal to them somehow, in spite of the mainstream media being in lockstep, to break ranks.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that you brought this up, because this is a discussion that's very important. And here's the bottom line. America needs to take back our country, starting at the local level, okay? Yes, the White House is important. Yes, we believe there is complete election fraud in the 2020 election. Yes, President Trump should be in the White House right now, okay? All that being said, even if President Trump was still in the White House right now, he's surrounded by people that are not doing the right things. He's surrounded by people that don't have our best interest at heart. He's surrounded by people that want the chaos like Biden and Harris. So let's forget about the national level for a second. Let's talk about the local level. We need to win back our school boards, our PTAs, our judges locally, our city councils. We need to start right there, because that is where the stealth jihad started.
Absolutely.
And if we don't start getting back the local level power and be able to make change there, it's not going to matter what happens on the national level. Because think of a kitchen table. If the legs holding that table up are eroded, that table's going to collapse. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's the most simple analogy I can give you.
No, that's brilliant. That's very true.
Fix the local.
Yeah, and it's not either or. You're absolutely right. It is not either or. It's both and. And, you know, some of us are positioned well that we can just, you know, start getting to city council meetings or school board meetings. And some of us are positioned elsewhere. But we all need to, I think, be pushing our comfort zones and getting outside of our comfort zones to do more on every level, because we never know what's going to inspire somebody else to get out there. And we all need to be, you know, pitching into the aggregate sea change that's necessary. And I appreciate your coming on and discussing this. We're up against another break. I don't want this one to catch me by surprise, but if you can, stay with us through the break. And we've got a short segment to close the show out. But I want to thank a few people before we get into the next break. I want to thank again Casey Whalen, who is my de facto, you know, boots on the ground talent coordinator. He runs a great website called North Idaho Exposed. And thank you, Casey. Thank you, Mark Passio, of What on Earth is Happening and One Great Work Network. Mark Passio teaches on natural law. And we will be right back with John Stubbins on the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bye.
Welcome back, everybody. We're heading into our last little four-minute segment here. I'm Stuart Howe with the White Rose Resistance Hour, and I'm joined by John Stubbins of Stubbins.org and rfreenation.org and indivisibleevents.us. And, I just want to finish up thanking a couple of people, then I'll turn the show over to John for the last few minutes here. I want to thank James Corbett for being a great inspiration. TheCorbettReport.com is a wonderful website for information for everyone. Also, 21st Century Wire, Patrick Henningsen. And finally, I've got to really thank John Stadmiller and Sam here at Republic Broadcasting for allowing me this platform and to bring you so many wonderful guests. If you can support RBN, please do. It's just so amazing to still have some venues where we can speak from the heart and say anything that we feel needs to be said to support our constitutional republic and to tell the truth, justice, and the American way is a wonderful thing. And we still have the First Amendment in some small areas thanks to guys like John Stadmiller and Sam here at RBN. So if you can support them, that'd be great. Hey, on the way out, John, I'm going to turn the show over to you for the last few minutes. I'll jump back in to say goodbye at the very end. We've got about 3 minutes here. But the couple of questions I had left, and thank you for being with us, are how do we appeal to people to break ranks in the military, the police, and in government, and anywhere, in corporations, to break ranks with anything that is illegal, unconstitutional, and to side with truth and justice and rule of law? And how do we get past the labels and the division, between right wing, left wing? How do we encourage people to stand with principle?
Well, everyone needs to stand, number one, with God, and number two, with our Constitution, and know the Constitution, know what your rights are. Okay, don't listen to MSNBC, don't listen to CNN, don't listen to these, pundits on social media, don't listen to these cancel culture idiots, okay? And, do what's right. Everybody out there knows right, right from wrong. So do that. Don't do what someone tells you or what a buddy's telling you. Do what you know is right. And if that means self-sacrifice, look, I've had to sacrifice a lot. And there are a lot of Americans out here that are putting it all on the line every single day to help us keep our country so that we can remain free. And we have a lot of unappreciative people out here that could care less about that. All they want is their free check. Okay? But look, make no mistake. We are the majority. And we are the majority by a lot. Okay?
Good point.
You need to understand that. You need to take confidence in that. And in taking confidence in that, know that there's people out here that are going to stand with you arm in arm, and we're going to be here to fight this out all the way
Absolutely.
Down the line. We're not going anywhere. Okay?
All right. Well,
we are not going anywhere.
We are out of time. Thank you so much, John, for joining me. I appreciate it. If you can, give out your websites one last time.
I just wanted to tell everybody real quick announcement. My show just got picked up by RSBN, Right Side Broadcasting Network. So I'm going to be doing a show every week for Right Side Broadcasting Network. And this upcoming week, I will be in Alabama. We will be live streaming to Stubbins.org. And to indivisibleevents.us, President Trump's rally in Alabama, and I will be doing a one-on-one interview with President
awesome.
Trump. So attend Stubbins.org and indivisibleevents.us.
Excellent. Thank you so much, John. Everybody, I love you. I will see you next week. Be well, be good to each other.
Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic.